across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
You have
ignition.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, welcome to another week.
Good morning. How are you today? Really good.
You're good?
Yeah.
You're good.
Hey, excellent.
Hamish, how are you today?
I'm well, guys.
Great,
thank you.
Great weekend for you.
Oh, yeah.
Always
absolutely.
Good. Always good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Jackson, how are you?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Yeah, you're
brilliant.
You're like a light, beacon of light this morning with your positivity.
Enjoy it. It's very rare.
Now, Jade, one thing I do have to bring up.
Yeah.
You're not wearing any glasses.
No, I'm not.
You got the contacts.
Yes, I have got my contact lenses on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a trial thing. So the optometrist says I've got to wear
them. Try them out.
For like 4 or 5 days straight.
Okay.
And then we go back and reassess.
How do your eyes feel?
Not too bad. It does feel different adjusting to them. But so far, so good.
That's good.
If you're worried or you're scared about putting them in and taking him out,
like
it's
you were.
Not as scary as
I think it's a fairly mundane
thought.
Task, Jade. I think you're the only one that was
worried about it.
Hey, do you know what? Of course, we had our Kiss and Tell cruise on Friday.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Wow. Do you know what? It was, we got to the boat, very quiet at the start. Everyone's kind of,
very shy.
And shy.
Yeah, that's it.
By the end, there were people making out and
all sorts of things.
All sorts of things happening. So
everyone got very close.
Yes, they did. We'll find out more about that a little later on this show. But next, a kid caught on camera during a news report munching down on some insects.
Ugh.
This thing is weird slash gross. I'll fill you in just a moment.
Okay, right now, Hootie and the Blowfish only want to be with you. I don't think that was happening on Friday. It's 6:07 with the Novos. Good morning. Hootie and the Blowfish, we're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's currently 22 degrees at Nobby's, Crevo.
So there's this live TV interview happening, and you know when they do that out and about, and there's sometimes people just standing in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid is standing in the shot at the side of the interview, and it, of course, being Australia in the middle of summer, a couple of flies land on his face.
Yeah.
Now, a normal person might go ahead and just swat them away or brush them away or just like shake their head slightly. This kid sticks his tongue out like a blue tongue and just gobbles them up, chows down on them. They're calling him Lord of the Flies.
poor kid. He's like 10 years old.
I know, but it's a little bit of a weird thing to do, isn't it?
To set the scene as well, he obviously lives in a country town.
Mm.
So it looked like very arid and hot. He was wearing an Akubra hat, a button-up shirt.
Sure.
So he's a baby cowboy.
Yeah.
And he's just got a bit hungry and thought, hello, here's a bit of dinner.
Gross.
Chows down. It makes you think about, though, when you've accidentally eaten bugs along the way or on purpose, that kid has. Ever do that as like a dare or, in a Southeast Asian country where it's a delicacy?
No, I don't think I have ever done it.
I mean, I've accidentally swallowed flies, especially up in Darwin. I mean, it's so hot up there.
The air is actually 80% flies in Darwin.
There's so many flies. So many flies.
Did you gag?
Yeah, and coughed for 5 minutes. I mean, Jade, everyone's eaten an insect accidentally. You've probably got cockroaches in your ears or something.
Probably. I know they do say...
what
when
is that
you
crawling
sleep?
Out of there, actually?
No, but I do know that is a fact. I think you're meant to eat at least, 80% of the world's insects. That's an exaggeration.
No, you don't. That's 100% not
sleep.
True.
But it is.
Did you pull that one from Jade?
To that extent.
The world of made-up facts. I've eaten, a few things overseas when they, crank it out as a delicacy. Because I always go, if they're eating it, it's all right. Give it a go.
Wow.
There's a story for later.
You're brave.
There was this one where it was, scorpions in some sort of liquor.
Oh, like tequila.
I guess it was tequila.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was probably some, homemade liquor, so that made it even dodgier.
Wow.
But the scorpion goes in the shot glass and then they top it up, if you will. Gave that a go.
You chug it and then you swallow it live?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's kind of gross. Producer Jackson's just given us a bit of information here that your average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts.
Interesting. I've just live Googled it here.
Yeah.
I've put, how many insects does a person eat while sleeping? There is no question that we eat several bugs a year in our sleep. Millions if you include bugs that are smaller than 20 microns, such as dust mites. The good news is that spiders are too smart to crawl into your mouth and get eaten.
There you go.
So, yeah, there you go. No spiders.
No spiders, but you're eating other dumber bugs. I don't know if that's better or worse.
As long as I'm asleep, I'm okay with it, so I don't know.
But you don't know doesn't hurt you.
Exactly.
Oh, Jade, your box is back.
Yes, I've got my box out, and if you want to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, where you can relax, recline, and dine at the fantastic Reading Cinemas Charlestown, all you have to do is guess what is in my box.
All right, I'm going to give you a clue, and then we'll give it one more shake. So the clue is, it's good for slurping.
Good for slurping. Okay, the lines are open, 13 to 09, if you want to win those movie tickets. Guess what's in Jade's box? We'll do it next, 14 past 6.
UFM.
The
what's in Jade's box?
Very simple game. Jade has her box and slips something inside it, then gives it a good old shake around, and you got to figure out what is in there. Now, I did give a clue out before, and that was, it's good for slurping.
That it is. All right, I give my box a shake.
All right, let's go to the phones. 13 to 09, those movie passes on offer. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, we are doing good. You're sprightly for 6:21 on a Monday morning. How was your weekend?
Yeah, worked pretty hard on the weekend in the yard.
Oh, do you know what? I've got on our screen here from producer Jackson that you were doing housework. He said to palm it off, but you're the only one that does it right. Do you have kids? How many? Are they lazy? Are they helpful?
2, and yes, they're lazy. Well, they have their moments where they're helpful, I should say.
Oh, that's good. You're training them well then, Kelly.
Slowly. It's a tough job.
All right, Kelly, let's do this. What do you think is in Jade's box this morning?
I think it's a straw.
A straw? Unfortunately,
no.
Not it. Oh, thanks for having a go.
Thanks for your call, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Alice, how are you this morning?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Tell us about your weekend. What'd you get up to?
Oh, not a lot, just working.
Okay.
Working.
I just finished a night shift and I'm on my way home.
Oh, okay. So I always get very curious about people who knock off night shift, because are you going to go home and, you know, sleep most of the day away?
I'm going to go straight to bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Alice? Isn't it a dog working on the weekend? I worked yesterday. It's just, it's not meant to be. Humans are not meant to work on weekends.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Look, if I had my way,
so greedy, needed money.
Yeah, that's true. If I was, mayor of PM, I'd ban working weekends, and
would you shop, Jade?
A 3-day weekend.
Someone's got to do it.
That's right.
No, they don't.
Jade, where would you buy petrol on the weekend if no one worked?
Hospitals and stuff.
If people, you know what, change is hard, but after a while, people would get used to it and would become more prepared and get ready for
Jade.
What Jade is saying, every other profession should still work. Radio announcers, no.
No.
I'll change it for myself, Alice.
All right, Alice, I'm going to give you another clue here.
Okay, that's good, because I was going to say a straw as well.
So yeah, all right. So good for slurping, and I'm going to say they come in many very different shapes.
Very different shapes.
Give it another shake, Jade. Right, grab your box. Yeah, grab your box.
All right.
It's quite a tough one, isn't it?
It is. Can I say, I'm going rogue. You cook with it.
You cook with it and you can slurp with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, you've got to guess. That's the game.
Is it a spoon?
A spoon? No.
No,
I'm sorry. Thank you, Alice. All right, reveal it.
It's a single piece of spiral pasta.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You don't
do you know what that
spiral
is?
Spiral pasta. It's not spaghetti.
Well, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, you do, Maddie.
This one's long. It's like a long
spiral. Look at
spiral.
That. Look at the length on that. You're giving that a a good old suck and slurp, aren't you?
Good bit of length.
Exactly. Nothing like a
all
good
right,
bit of
there
length.
There you go. Back tomorrow. What's in Jade's box right now? Medusa, Piece of Your Heart with the Novos at 6:24. Good morning, Newcastle.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So obviously we did do this kiss and tell quiz on Valentine's Day Friday, which means that you two neglected both of your partners on Love's Days of Days. Mm. But you really did make up for it. I noticed something over the weekend, and I just want to read this out right now. I'm going to turn this music down. Put the romantic.
Please
music.
Do.
Oh, okay, yes, yeah, sweet. This will be nice.
This will be nice, actually.
Crevo.
Yeah.
What a sweetheart you are.
Yeah, I know.
I saw a post that you posted on the 15th, on the Saturday. Feeling lucky in love with Emmy, as he said yesterday.
Mm.
We have dinner like it's Valentine's Day 4 or 5 days a week. Beautiful collage of photos of you two wining and dining and having fun.
Well, that's very sweet. We have a romantic life, the two of us, you know.
Crevo loves love.
That's
his hashtag.
Yeah, love, love.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Jade's. Now, Jade, you posted a photo of you after the cruise, almost looking like you've had a massive night out.
Mm-hmm.
Poor old Benny's been left at home shirtless in this photo. Jade continues on and says, "You are my blue crayon." The one I never have enough of. The one I use to colour my sky. Hashtag love, hashtag husband, hashtag wife, hashtag forever mine, hashtag happiness. Very good, guys. I just wanted to, you know, pull that out.
Thank you.
Very romantic.
Of course. We are. We love love here
we
on
do.
The show.
We do. We're the lucky ones.
That's right. And that's why we want Maddie.
Do you know what?
Forever,
do you know
man.
What I was in love with on Saturday morning?
Ooh, bacon and egg burger.
Nah, some Panadol. That's all I got.
Got a good lie down.
Hey, up next, Jade, 6:40. What turned up in an unlikely place?
Yeah,
we're talking.
You have lost something. Maybe had an item stolen. A friend of mine had a bike stolen once. Mm. 2 years later, he saw the crim on it. Riding around.
Did
he
chase him down?
Yeah, and he reported it to the police. They tracked him down via the CCTV footage, and he located his bike in an unlikely place. So it was at the police station because he was on parole, and he would ride the bike, the stolen bike, to the police station.
I saw in the Echo over the weekend, apparently the bike theft is really bad at the moment in the Cook's Hill area.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm. This guy, they put up some footage as well.
He just walked into someone's garage, put the helmet on, and drove off.
And I was like, at least he's being safe.
That's true. 13:10:09, though, prizes on offer. What turns up in an unlikely place? We'll do it after Andy Grammer. This is Don't Give Up on Me at New FM. Good morning. Currently 20 degrees at Warners Bay. This is 105.3 New FM, 6:40 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
So, guys, a couple over in the States, they ordered a photo album that they did themselves of all their precious memories up online, got delivered to their home, and then someone stole it. Shame, 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 actually. Get the bell out for that.
See what they should have done. I don't believe in physical photo albums anymore. Like you with your wedding photos, just put them all on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then spread them out over several years.
And use the same ones.
That
all the
is
time,
true.
Every 2 months in rotation.
Well, you know why? Because I don't want to. I have a whole heap of wedding photos no one's ever seen before.
Really?
So I've kept some for myself, and then I've just put some out.
You
for
got
others.
Them released out to the world. Slowly,
yeah.
Like a drip feed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
But on 13:10:09, what turned up in an unlikely place? Because this photo album, you're not going to believe where they found it.
An unmarked box was found on board a train and dumped into the lost and found. Their first names, the only distinguishing feature. Then, after hours of searching pictures.
We found where it was their party favors, and the groom had his full name.
Our seating cards were all Metro passes, so the one for Gavin, Septa found it. It's just like...
It's just wild.
It really is. It's just kismet.
Reunited that same day.
The party favors?
What? What bit's that?
Well, they obviously sort of... It must have been partly scrapbook too, maybe. I don't know.
They stuck a couple in the book, have they?
Did you You know what? No wonder they stole it.
Oh, hello.
It's
what's
one of
this?
Those books with the hollowed out insides. 13109, what turned up in an unlikely
That's
place?
That's what we were asking for, yeah.
Kylie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, really thank you. Good. Welcome to the show.
What turned up in an unlikely place, Kylie? Tell us.
Well, a few weeks ago, we were moving this big old cupboard out the way, and
big
we moved into the house. Yeah, big old cupboard. I decided I didn't like where it was, so we decided to move it, and we'd moved into the house 2 years ago, and I'd misplaced my 40th birthday present, $4,000 diamond ring.
Oh, now there's a painful loss.
Yes, so as we're moving the cupboard, there was a little bit of stuff on the floor that we had to vacuum up. So my 7-year-old son just walks up to me and goes, "Here you go, Mum," and put my hand out. I thought it was like a coin or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was actually the diamond ring.
Wow, jeez. That's incredible.
Found it after 2 years.
That's amazing. The craziest thing is, if you weren't sort of looking or something, you could have just vacuumed that up.
Oh, we could have moved the cupboard in a different way and it just dragged again and then...
You'd never find it.
Never found it until we actually moved house again.
Yeah, well, that's unbelievable.
Kylie, question, who purchased the ring for your 40th?
Oh, my partner.
What was that conversation like when you had to reveal to your partner that it was lost?
Yeah, did you ever tell him?
Pardon?
Oh, sorry. You keep going.
When I found out it was missing, we thought the kids had taken it because we have a 7- and a 4-year-old, and they were a bit younger at the time when it went missing. And
klepto.
Used to play with my ring, so
wow.
I asked them where it was, and they said, "Oh, we threw it out on the road, and a green drove over it."
Oh my God!
Kids.
Every for 2 years, we have been on the street looking
out there with metal detectors
and everything for it, and couldn't find it. And then all of a sudden, we just moved this cupboard, and it's funny because it was in their toy area.
Oh, little wow. Terrors are probably playing, like, you know, weddings or something. Jeez.
Yes.
Did you ever get a replacement ring?
No, I don't know what it was, Jade. I just didn't want to do an insurance claim or anything. I just knew it would show up.
Oh, you just knew in your waters.
Yeah, and I was a pot luck that it showed up.
Oh,
yeah.
What an amazing
story.
That's so lucky. Thank you for your call, Kylie. Up next, we are doing a round of Love It or Loathe It, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Doing it next after we check the roads at UFM.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Only one rule, no fence sitting allowed. Today's topic is married at first sight.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it, but I haven't been watching this season.
You know me, I loathe it. I don't particularly love the show.
You know what? Reason I bring this up today, right? So there was a very dramatic moment on last night's show between David and Hayley, who are two that have been matched up.
Yeah.
Now, Hayley has openly said that she's a recovered drug addict. She had a pretty checkered past. And David's been a real dick about it all.
Really?
Yeah.
So good on her for turning her life around.
Yeah, sure. No, 100%. So obviously last night it was like the debrief with the experts, right? So they were sitting down and just sort of, you know, battering down some issues.
Mm.
This is what David said to her, which I thought was really bad form.
And so here I am with a recovering drug addict that's a smoker.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. It's not a recovering drug addict. It's a recovered drug addict. That is such a skewed.
Well,
it's really awkward and really sad.
Definitely.
Because you can see
that's
that it hits her right in the guts.
And yeah.
You know, to say that to someone that's been so open, I'm with a recovering drug addict, there is a huge difference. This is how that comment ended.
It's a recovered drug addict. That is such a skewed.
Well,
she she basically breaks down crying and her heart breaks. You can see the moment. It was almost like that episode of The Simpsons when Lisa dumps Ralph Wiggum and you see the slow-mo of his little heart breaking.
Breaking in two. Now, the interesting little bit of background to that, like that couple, he specifically wrote on the forms when he went in there, no smokers, it's a deal breaker.
Really?
Yes, and they obviously...
And they still paired them up
knowing she was a smoker.
What the bigger issue is here, and there's been a whole lot of talk over the weekend on social media about these types of shows and what they're doing to people. So a presenter in the UK, her name's Caroline Flack. She's massive over there. She hosts Love Island. Unfortunately, she lost her life on the weekend. And there's a few other people that have also passed on that have been involved with these types of shows.
Yeah, but reality TV shows in particular.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think people are starting to get very nasty, and these types of shows really open up these people to such horrible, you know, abuse and criticism online. Of course, you sign up for these things, absolutely. But I think as a community, we need to do better at, you know, not treating people like this, you know, in such a horrible fashion, because she's copped it online all night. Just people, you know, agreeing with David, you know, she's terrible, you know, how disgusting. And I mean, you know, she's clearly upset by all of this.
I mean, part of the responsibility also lies with the producers in that, like knowingly putting someone who says it's a deal breaker for me to have a smoker with a smoker, just to create a bit of fireworks.
That I don't agree with 100%. The thing is, it's hard when you enter a reality TV show knowing that you know, your past is going to get dragged up and people will have an opinion on it. Like, we do it in our job. Like, I don't particularly like, you know, having people troll me online when that happens. But I know it is a part of my job and I've got to get a thicker skin, and maybe people just need to be nicer. But, you know, like that, it's sort of, you're putting yourself into that situation. So I can sort of, you can't really...
It almost goes beyond that, though. We need to be more aware of what's happening. I mean, these producers of these shows need to be to be more vigilant in taking care of these people. Like I said, like, people in the UK have committed suicide only yesterday, and this is blowing up over in the UK at the moment at just how bad the trolling gets online and what it actually does to people. And that's what I kind of just was reading through the comments last night, and I thought, you know what? Like, I've read all of this news from the UK over the weekend. And it's like, this is a disaster waiting to happen here.
It's a powder keg.
They need to have, like, counselling or counsellors on hand for them. Or they need to, like, be checking in with them once a week. That's the only way I can solve it, because you can't stop people from bullying online.
That's true, yeah. No, it's almost impossible.
You know?
It is sad, but we do need to just remember that these people read these comments. So if you do comment on something, I noticed on the Kiss and Tell live stream that we did, people are very quick to jump on a criticism. Like, I saw a couple of comments about, oh, you know, tell that girl to put her tits away and whatnot. You know, that comment could potentially do something, you know, make her feel really bad. And it's like, you know what, you can't, you just need to be nicer.
That's right.
You know, those people read these comments and it's just not very nice.
That's a good message to put out there.
And of course, Lifeline 13 11 14 if you are suffering at the moment. I mean, I think it's just a disaster waiting to happen. I just wanted to mention it because, you know, it's really
bad.
It
seems a bit full on, for sure.
Coming up after the news, Jade, we're talking, where'd you have the baby?
Yes, because a poor woman's had to have her baby on the side of the road.
Oh, there's a fail.
Oh, she couldn't, unfortunately, make it to the hospital. So, no joke, she's this police officer on the side of the road helping deliver this this baby. Lucky they got there in time, because it was already half out from... the baby was sort of... So, ordeal. We're going to talk about that in 13:10:09 after this. Where'd you have the baby?
Excellent. 7:03. You with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Currently 22 degrees at Nobby's.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The
UFM. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we got more free stuff on offer. Of course, Rate the Music is back. It's live at newfm.com.au. Tell us what you think about the music we play. It takes under 10 minutes. And just by doing so, you could walk away with one of three of these incredible family cruises on Newcastle Harbour. Lunch, dessert, celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au.
Just awesome.
13:10:09, where'd you have the baby? Poor woman over in the States had her baby on the side of the road.
Now there's a problem.
That's right, all the cars whizzing past, like a random trucker beeps. You think, why has that happened?
Embarrassing. But at the same time, you're not thinking about that, really. You're just in that much pain.
Trying to not drop it on the gravel.
Oh,
jeez, Creeper. Well, I mean...
Drop it on the gravel.
Well, how, where are you having the baby?
You find a nice patch of grass, well, surely.
Well, you never know. There's a lot of side of the roads don't have that.
Yeah, well, one good thing, though, at least it's coming out quick. That's the main thing. Because you'll
short
be out
labor.
Of the pain, you know, sooner rather than later.
Don't you feel for it? I mean, no epidural, all of that pain. There's no assistance
by a
qualified nurse.
That's right. Did you say wham, bam?
Yeah.
Was she alone?
No, she had someone with her, and the police did arrive in time to assist. But
I wonder if the coppers get training in that.
Yeah, they would.
How to give birth.
How to give birth or how to assist in a birth?
Well, you know what I mean.
Either or.
You know what I mean, Crevo.
But we'll chat more about it in a sec. But if you've had your baby on the side of the road or...
Elsewhere
that's not in a hospital, love to hear your story.
13:10:09, the Lumineers, Ho-Hey with the Novos. It's 7:05. Good morning, Newcastle. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Short song, that one. This morning, 13:10:09, we're talking Where Did You Have the Baby? Yeah, that's right, because Jade, poor woman, had to give birth on the side of the road.
She did, not far from a truck stop, and luckily
a trucker
pulled over, you know, to make sure this woman was okay, because he saw that something wasn't right, because she was lying flat.
Because she was out of the car trying to have a baby.
In the car, and yeah, it was an ordeal for that poor woman, and luckily the baby's fine, mum's doing well, and this is how it unfolded for the police officer.
Can you start me fire? We're just east of Bangor on 3100. Got a woman in labor.
The baby is outside.
Okay, I'm pulling up next to you, okay? Hi, ma'am. Okay. No worries, okay? Baby's doing okay.
Yeah, I got here just enough time to, like, kind of like, oh, where are you?
Just quietly, that guy, how stupid did he sound? Like, if I was giving birth and in the worst pain of my life, hey, everything's okay. Shut up!
Okay, for you, baby.
We couldn't hear the mum. She obviously was pretty calm and collected with what was going on.
Poor old hubby's hand.
Jeez.
Squeezing that's blue and black now from the
broken. All the bones are broken now. That's a scientific fact.
13:10:09, where'd you have the baby? The unlikelier place, the better. Let's go to Kelly. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Kelly, tell us, where'd you have the baby?
In the back of an ambulance, 7 minutes from home.
Ooh. Whoa!
Jeez, you just gotten in the ambulance? Or
pretty much here? So, yeah, no, like pretty much so. I live in Cessnock.
Yep.
It was like a scoop and run. They come in, they said, yep, we'll get you to hospital in time. I was like, I was not confident that they were going to, and three times before I actually had her, I'd said, I think she's coming, and they examined me, and no, can't see nothing, I don't think they were looking, and yeah.
Hard to miss.
Holy dooly. So, Kelly, was this your first baby?
Uh-uh.
How many have you had prior?
Before the one in the back of the ambulance?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yep.
Seven kids. Wow.
Just a question quickly. A scoop and run sounds like a delicious option at an ice cream shop.
It does.
But is that a technical term?
Oh, no. It's just what I called it, to be honest. Yeah, it was like they come in, they quick hello, you know, saw what was going on, and it's like, yep, yeah, okay, let's go.
Scoot you up. Let's go. Let's run.
I'm so fascinated about this. So does it, seven kids prior to this one that was birthed in the ambulance in 7 minutes, was that your quickest birth?
Yeah.
Holy dooly. And was it quicker each one you had? It got faster and faster? Or?
Yeah, it did. Considering the first one was 25 and a half hours. And then, yeah, pretty much averaged out about 3.5, 4 hours.
Wow.
Kelly, question. When you have so many kids, I mean, as it goes along, you have one and have another one and it goes on. Do you find that it's more painful each time, or does it become less painful because you're almost, accustomed to the pain?
Yeah, great question.
You just become accustomed to it. That's a really good way of putting it. You become...
There's one of the many little toddlers around.
Yes, there's one there.
and so Kelly, real quick too, so have you had another baby since baby Ambo?
No, and she's number 8 is the end of the line.
Finito.
Eight's enough.
Thank you so much for calling the show. What a great story, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly.
Liz, how are you?
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us, where'd you have the baby?
Bathroom floor.
Oh, there's a great one.
Wow, in your house?
In my house, yep.
Any assistance?
I was nearly on my own, but I felt a bit weird, so I called my mother-in-law and she came over pretty much just in time. We're on our way to the hospital and I decided I need to have a shower first. I never got that shower, but I left with the baby.
Wow, so did the ambulance end up coming towards the end of the birth, or actually, popped out the child before anyone got there?
Yeah, by the time the ambulance got there, she was already born.
Oh my God! So how long did it take you to have that baby? Sorry?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That's pretty quick. Do you snip the umbilical cord with the kitchen scissors, or what do you do there?
No, you have to leave until you get to the hospital. So I then had the ambulance come and, it was like a scene from All Saints, except there was no one in the town awake to...
Wow.
To watch.
So, Liz, were you close to your mother-in-law prior to this birth?
Sarah was my youngest, so she'd been at most of,
I was going to say, because if you have, a weird, bad relationship with your mother-in-law, then they help deliver your child. I mean, you don't get much closer than that, I feel. I think that's the closest you can actually get to someone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She made the front page of the local newspaper as being bathroom baby, and then a year later the newspaper came back and said bathroom baby turns 1.
That's nice.
Do you keep these clippings for the bathroom baby, Liz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
I like that.
What a great story.
Mini celebrity. You should set up an Insta page or something. thanks for your call, Liz. Great stories. Wow. There you go. It happens a lot, hey?
To be honest, I think that's the way I'd want to have it. 5 minutes, 7 minutes, done.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, real quick.
Kitchen scissors.
25.
Benny.
Poor
Kelly. Can you come and cut this?
Her first baby, 25 hours.
Oh,
you're
God,
kidding.
That's a long
what
time.
What I'm taking
to
from
wait.
This as well, it seems like, these things happen after people have had
multiple
children. Yeah. So I guess if it was your first, it would be a really scary experience.
Yeah.
At least they knew kind of what to expect.
That's right.
Oh, guys, now you're going to laugh at me next, because if you've just joined the show recently, I'm 29 years old and I don't have a car license.
Mm-hmm.
People judge, people make fun of me, including you two.
Yeah, we do.
You do. But do you know what, guys?
Standard.
We're allowed to because we drive you everywhere.
There it is. What I thought, though, guys, right? Every time I say I'm going to get my license, you snicker at me. Yeah, right, Maddie.
Why is that, Maddie?
Do you know what? Get off your high horses for a second and just listen to what I have to say. What I thought I'd do is I'm going to surprise you guys, because what I want to do this week is a little experiment. So you say you drive me everywhere, all right?
Yeah,
so basically what I want to do is I want you guys to give me 3 to 4 lessons this week in the new FM car. And by Friday, I want to go and do my driving test and get my license. So this is like an express week for me. No more fluffing about. No more screwing around. I want to get my license in my hand by the end of the week.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to chat more about it next. I'm sure you'll have more criticisms for me.
I've got more questions.
7:15. Doing that next at New FM. Good morning. Lizzo, good as hell, live across Newcastle for your Monday morning, 7:20 with the Novos. Currently 22 degrees at Shoal Bay.
Maddie, you think you're going to get your license real soon.
Yeah, yes. Now, it's something that I get a lot of crap for from you guys, people in my life, of course. 29 years old, never had my license. I'm not even going to go into the reasons why I don't. Oh, I will briefly. You know what? I lived in the city, in Sydney, for a long time. I just didn't need it. And then as I've gotten older, I get more and more anxious about it.
So you put it off for a long
time. I've put it off for a long time. But I've started to realize that, you know what? I'm turning 30 next month and I need my license to stop, guys, because it's very embarrassing, especially when I'm in a dating situation. This, the Mr. British has kind of prompted it because it's like, you know what? I need a car. I can't keep living like this. I just can't do it. So what I thought I'll do this week, right, is rather than keep talking about it, you know, keep putting it off, I want you guys, because you two are the two that give me the most crap about it.
Because we give you the most lifts.
Jake, correct. You've said that four times. Clearly, it's an issue for you. Anyway, what I thought I would do, right, you two give me some lessons, three or four across the week. We'll do it across the whole week here on the show. But Friday's the day I want to go and do my license, my driving test. Yep. And hopefully, when I come back 7 days from now on Monday, I will have my license.
Okay.
Thoughts and feelings. I'm throwing it out there.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because we've been through this before.
Multiple times.
Mm. Well, not like this.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I've never been so serious and said, hey, guys, let's do it on the show for an entire
week.
Yes, you have. No, Jake.
Not an entire
week. We've done it on the show before.
Prevo's taken you for a lesson. Yes, he has.
That was last year. That was a year and a half ago.
And this is why we believe it when we see it.
But I really hope you get it.
Do you know what, though?
I think you can get it.
You two make me so angry sometimes. Here I am.
I just said
you,
I think you can get it.
For help, right? You complain and whinge that you give me too many lifts. Like, this is the way to stop me asking for lifts. Just give me a few lessons. I'm saying, guys, by the end of the week, I'll have it.
Okay, great. Brilliant.
And the only reason I've been waiting to do this is because I wasn't serious. But now I'm serious, and I didn't want to waste our time on the show wasn't going to get it.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
It needs to happen. I've even been looking at cars that I want over the weekend. It needs to happen, guys.
It does.
Well, I totally agree.
Turning 30. You're in a relationship.
It's a deal breaker. Deal breaker for a lot of people.
Oh, is it a deal breaker for the British guy?
No. But of course, I do want to do it for myself. Mm. Like, first and foremost, I just want to put that out there because you know what? I'm thinking, you know, at some point this year, I'm going to move. I want to move somewhere like in the area that requires a car. I live in Wickham at the moment, but our lease ends in May. I'm like, maybe, you know, I'll go and get my own place somewhere. But I want to have my options open, and this will allow that.
Well, you need your independence so you can go get groceries. How much do you spend a week on just Ubers and travel?
I don't want to say.
Zero? Because of Maddie Crevo and I?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, where's it? Where's that part of this?
Can I just say, do you know what? I'm going to put this out there.
Ooh.
You've given me one lift in, like, 2 months, like, in the morning. It's poor Crevo that's copped the 5:30 a.m. message, not you. So you don't have the right, darling.
I've got the text messages.
Yeah, and you ignore them. You ignore them.
No reply to that, I noticed.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
did you see that in the group last week?
Yeah. Anyway, look. Let's do it. So when's our first lesson?
Let's do it tomorrow.
Not today? Why put off...
do it today, Maddie.
I don't have my license on me today.
Okay.
It's on your phone. I've seen it. You've got that fancy app.
I don't have that app anymore. Yeah, you need your hard copy license to actually drive. You can't just...
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay. Tomorrow, what time tomorrow?
After the show. Happy
like
to
straight at like 9, 10 past 9?
Go out and buy some L-plates today.
Yeah, we'll get some L-plates, and tomorrow we'll do it. New FM car. I mean, if you see it around with L-plates,
give it a wide berth, please.
Hey, Crevo, we have done a driving lesson before, before I was even on this show.
Mm. Can I ask real quick?
And I'm a good driver.
I felt a little bit quick around the corners was my main concern.
That was your issue? You remember that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going for auto or manual?
Automatic, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Look, don't want to
Baby
run
steps.
Before I can walk.
Okay, fair enough.
Hamish, he's shaking his head in there. You jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, I'm disappointed at you, mate. Go manual.
Put
Come
the
on.
Boot in, mate. Over the, why?
Well, actually, it's a good point. You can't even buy them anymore, are they?
There's hardly any available.
They don't make manuals anymore, which is so sad. But you should get a manual license and you can drive both.
Yeah, but that will delay the process.
Yeah,
of
I just want to
get
it.
in the vehicle.
Him
in
across the line.
All right, okay.
Then you can start giving us slips, IOUs.
Yeah. How good would that be?
Maddie, come get to work this morning.
Hey, Jade, we can go to the pub together.
Yeah, we
get
can.
Get on the booze. Maddie, bring us home.
Designated driver.
Oh, how good's that going to be?
Yes.
Do you know what, guys? Honestly, it just it continues on.
I'm glad
you guys have been counting.
Well, I just can't wait to get a couple of lips. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, do you know what? Crevo, for you, I will drive you day or night anywhere.
Oh, that's a good promise.
Once a month for you.
Oh. Yeah, once a month. That's all right. Honestly, you probably won't be getting a call from me, to be honest.
Because you've got your shit together.
I do.
Hey, news time next, 7:26 at New FM. And, of course, ASL on the way, Crevo.
That's right. Age, sex, location. Easy way to win $1,000 for a Monday. This is what you want. If you are a 26-year-old female from Maitland, 13-10-09, have a go at the cash balls, win $1,000.
Yep, if that matches you, the lines are open right now. Maybe it's a friend that you know as well. Get in touch with them. You've got about 7 minutes. We'll do it soon at New FM.
Hi.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
well. To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
Yes, it's Newcastle's easiest cash game. Twice a day, we give you a 1 in 30 chance of walking away with $1,000 cold hard cash with ASL. All you need to do is listen out, and we're going to throw out an age, a sex, a location. If that matches you, give us a ring with your lucky number and spin the cash balls. Today's ASL, Crevo Jade, is?
Is if you're 26 and you're a female from Maitland, 13-10-09, it's your lucky day to spin the cash balls.
Excellent. We're going to do it next after Matchbox 20. This is 3 a.m. at the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Grab the balls, Jack.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much. Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
Yeah, that's right. We're after a 26-year-old female from Maitland today for ASL with your lucky number, 13-10-09. If you get through, you get to spin the cash balls. It comes out, you win $1,000, Jade.
Alrighty, so...
let's go to Morgan.
Let's go to Morgan. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you all going?
Not too bad. How was the Maitland show? Did you get out there on the weekend?
No, I was actually at the Sydney concert to see Queen.
Oh, wow. Oh, how was that?
It was so good.
Were they your favourite to see?
Oh, no, not the Fire Relief, the Saturday night concert.
It was just
Queen and Adam Lambert, yeah.
We've spoken to Adam here on the show before. Super nice guy. Do you think he's a great match with Queen?
Yes. Very, very enjoyable. I saw them as well a couple of years ago. So.
You're a bit of a fan. You get out to the concerts whenever possible, by the sounds of it.
I've got to say, though, 26-year-old female, I don't think is really Queen's target audience. That fascinates me. Is it because you've grown up with Queen or...?
Yes. My father was a massive fan, still is, and so he's educated me.
Oh, did he go with you?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, how nice is that?
That's so cute. What was his thoughts on Adam Lambert? Because there are people out there that are like, you know, it's not the same.
He is very much in love with him and his talent, and he thinks no one can replace Freddie, but he is a very good person to tour with him.
Oh, I love that. What a fun weekend you've had. It would be even better if you win some cash now. What's your lucky number today?
Number 9, please.
Number 9. All right.
Jade, are we ready?
Yes.
Spin that balls.
Here we go. Spinning for hopefully lucky ball number 9 for you, Morgan. All right.
All right, here we go.
Going in.
It's coming down the hatch.
Morgan, your lucky number was number 9.
Why did you pick that? No,
oh,
no,
I
no.
You said hang I won. On, oh, hang on.
Jade.
What? I didn't do anything wrong then.
No, no. Morgan just got a bit overexcited.
Oh, goodness.
And spill your Pepsi.
I'm sorry. It was number three.
It was number three?
Yeah.
Oh, where's the suspense, Jade?
Oh, well, they ruined it for already. I saw, you know.
They put her out of her misery.
Hey, Morgan, thanks for joining the show, and I'm glad you had a great weekend. Or thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. You're terrible.
Sorry.
You should be sacked off ball duties.
Yeah. I'm waiting for my coffee from Carl and Benny.
Maybe you're on suspension
for a while. No,
I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Sorry, Jade.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next though, guys, new thing on the show, what's wrong with people?
Like this.
Now, this is all because a man has had a bath in a sink in a fast food restaurant.
That's gross, isn't it?
And I'm not talking about the bathroom sink.
The
That's
dishes.
The bit where they cook your food.
What's wrong with people? We're going to do it next. 7:41. Good morning. Selena Gomez, back to you at 105.3 New FM at 7:52. Crevo, you made it back.
Yeah, you just made it in back. Time. Time for a new segment.
It's called I Don't Know What's Wrong With People.
I don't know what's wrong with people. Bonkers.
That's right. This is where we look into people that have just done things where you go, what were they thinking? What's wrong with this person? And this is because this guy over in the States, they've got a fast food chain there called Wendy's, mm-hmm. which is where they just do burgers and fries and sort of.
There's a Wendy's here.
Used to be here.
Oh, no, that's different, though. That's
here that's they do an ice cream parlor. Yeah,
hot dogs and ice creams and stuff. Over there, it's basically like a McDonald's or something.
Right.
And this guy was caught on video having a bath in the sink where they wash all the dishes.
That's crazy. Whether he just wants to get fired or the poor bloke's having a breakdown, let's hope he's okay, or maybe he's just...
Either way.
A prankster, but that's not funny.
No, because people are getting their clean, you know, they're eating food off the dishes that are being washed in that sink where he's washed out his toe jam.
I mean,
belly button fluff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You, Jade, used to work at Domino's, similar.
Yeah.
Did they have any tubs out the back?
No.
Washing up tubs?
Oh, well, not, yeah, they would have had they had a big industrial one, so you used to load them all into this big rack, and then you'd
Oh, so no tubs.
So a dishwasher.
No, yeah, it's like a massive industrial dishwasher, yeah.
Now, of course, you worked with your husband, Benny, at Domino's. Anything happened there?
No.
At the pizza parlor?
Very innocent.
At the pizzeria?
18, 19-year-old. There's no
you never
shenanigans.
Did you never did any shenanigans as a youngster, did
no.
you?
You didn't
were totally
even make out.
Innocent.
No. Honestly, very PG, very good workers.
Did you even have a high five or cuddle?
No, actually, we didn't.
Didn't even touch?
No, there not at work.
I tell you what, though, this tub thing, I mean, look, at the end of the day, guys, honestly... Is it really that bad? The guy's just having a tub.
Matty, you're insane.
It's an industrial kitchen.
Yeah, day. But he's got his kid off.
You don't have a bath in a where people's
in
dishes are getting made up.
How do you know? Maybe they had an industrial dishwasher. Maybe it was just the back sink.
Nah,
I mean,
that's
look,
feral.
I mean, it takes...
You can't defend this guy.
It takes quite the person, actually, to strip off. At the back of a Wendy's restaurant.
You know, hold on.
Run the bathwater.
Oh, jeez, you got a lot of suds in there. Why have you got the Dove out?
What do you think he used as dish... do you think he used dishwashing liquid as bubble bath?
I don't know. But you're defending this guy, right? So it's okay.
Have you ever done something like this?
You used to work at a dog groomers. Were you getting your kid off and getting nudie?
Absolutely not.
In the dog's tub.
Yuck.
A squirt of soap for the poodle, a squirt of soap for me.
No,
your
own you know what? Those baths were filthy. What are you calling me a dog now, Jade? Right. I'm not the one who was on this show talking about dogs' anus glands on the show for 5 minutes last
Scent glands are a real thing.
You know
what? No one's denying that. It's the pressuring of them that's upsetting.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I gave that more oxygen, to be quite honest.
No one does.
You know what? At the end of the day, you're such a judgy little girl when you want to be, Jade. The poor guy just had a bath. Maybe he's homeless. Maybe there's something more to this story.
Guys, everyone should go fishing today because you can catch one quite easily. Maddie Harrison.
It's like a big old barramundi.
Ooh.
Bites on and doesn't let go.
Mm. What's next?
We are, of course, chatting about our big kiss-and-tell party that happened on Friday night. Let's just say things got quite interesting.
I believe we have a couple that's coming on the show that hooked up on the cruise.
Yeah, this is...
Producer Jackson, are they still keen?
As far as aware, yes.
Yeah,
all teed up to go.
Do you know what my takeaway from that whole thing was?
What's that, Maddie?
You, Jade, and your obsession with NASA. You would have chucked him off a cliff a couple of weeks ago. You were so off him. Why do we have him on the show all the time? Literally, what a turnaround.
He charmed you, didn't he?
He did. When you meet someone and they change their opinion.
You unfollowed him on Instagram. I've got a confession.
Yeah.
Do you know why he refollowed you?
What?
Because I told him you unfollowed him because we were going to do a stitch up on the show today.
Aww.
So that's why. Just letting you know.
Thank you.
So has your opinion changed on him now?
No.
You still love him.
Yeah. Still love him. You guys are all cuddling up and stuff.
Jade was almost making out with him at one point.
Oh, boy.
Almost
not.
About
Sipsico.
To. You're all over him.
Oh, please. This is Maddie being dramatic, everyone.
Was Jade not all over NASA at one point?
There was... all I saw was these kind of...
A hug for a photo.
It continued on, though, after the photo. That's
oh,
all I'll
please.
Say.
And thank you, Producer Jackson, for taking those incredible photos. It's 8:03. Good morning.
The Novos.
Gin Blossoms, follow you down 105.3 New FM. Jade, can you shush, please? You've had two coffees and you're flying everywhere.
I'm sorry. It's your job to tell me when the mics go on.
Typical Jade blames everyone else.
If you can pass the blame, pass
absolutely.
It,
absolutely. Hey, kiss and tell on Friday. We've got all the goss now.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au. The Novos, kiss and tell.
That's right. As part of Love Week, we set up a party boat out on Lake Macquarie and we took a bunch of singles out there. NASA helped us host the whole thing, live streamed on Facebook. And one of the parts of the afternoon / evening is we had some games.
Mm.
And Jade set up a kiss and blow. This is essentially get a little piece of paper and pass it between the lips of several singles in a circle. If it drops, kiss time.
Yeah. Great game.
Great game. Got quite into it, they did.
Do you know what? It was almost like the centerpiece at one point towards the end of the cruise because people from the downstairs section
came up and watched.
What's going on here?
Because there was a lot of like,
that's right.
Especially when people were dropping the paper and then they had to kiss.
And then NASA sat in there and were like, doesn't he have a girlfriend?
You know what? I'm pretty sure NASA kissed more people than actual contestants.
Guarantee you that.
But in this game of kiss and tell, though, that's when the sparks really flew.
That's
especially
right.
Especially between two people.
Yeah, Matt and Zoe, and we noticed they dropped the paper a couple of times, and I'm thinking, once is a mistake, twice is on purpose.
Now, these things, right, you're on a cruise, you've had a couple of lemonades, you know, things get a little bit, you know, out of hand sometimes, so it's interesting. I'll be interested to see, they're on the show now, what happened. Matt and Zoe, hello, guys.
Morning.
Zoe, let's start with you first. Laz Crevo said you did drop the paper a couple of times with you and Matt. How did you end up? What are your thoughts?
It was a big night.
Tell us what happened. Don't leave any details out.
I'm obviously not very good at the game and I dropped the paper. That's really all there was to it.
So, was it an accident? Because you dropped it a couple of times, especially on, you know, on with Matt.
And then you threw it over the side, which was weird.
Yeah.
Yes, all of it was an accident.
Yes, okay.
But a good accident.
It was a good accident.
Because he seemed to be a good kisser from what I could tell.
Wow.
He was.
All right, Matt, you're sitting there obviously blushing right now. What are your thoughts on this situation?
Yeah, smile from ear to ear. I was reliably informed that was the rule of the game. If you drop the paper, that you have to hook up. So that's just what I did.
So did this continue after the cruise finished? Because I know when I got off, the Crevo and Jade sort of went home and I stuck around for like half an hour and a lot of people were really going at it. They really were on the dock.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah, there was a few sherbets consumed on the boat. Did it get back later than
Yeah, then, it got. Yeah, I think we think got back so. At after nine, just after
yeah,
nine.
Yeah, it was after nine. It was meant to be at eight.
Yeah.
So I think a little bit of extra time for everybody to have a couple extra lemonades. And
So did you guys hang out after the cruise finished, or you kind of tied it up there?
Well, no. Well, that, not by intention or anything like that. It was just that we headed out. I think we were in the same cab, were we?
Don't even remember.
I'm pretty sure we're in the same cab.
Maybe.
I would like to know, Matt and Zoe, are you two going to go on a follow-up date? Did it work out for you? Is it, you know, the feelings mutual?
What's going on?
I wouldn't be against it, but I have to be honest, we didn't get each other's details on Friday night.
We didn't.
I'm getting the vibe, Matt, and sorry if I'm butting in here, but Zoe... If you want to put a nail in this coffin, now is the time. Do you want Matt's details, or you think
that we can organise it? But it's up to you.
No pressure.
I wouldn't have a bad feeling about it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. All right. So that's you'd like the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Oh, that's sweet.
Look, we found love.
Oh, guys, I'm so happy for you both.
We found some lust.
Yes.
Love.
All from an innocent game of kiss and blow, Jane.
Exactly.
Who would have thought?
Suck and blow, rather, sorry.
Yeah. Suck and blow. A lot of people discover that game for the first time on the weekend.
Yeah, people are having fun. Hey,
yeah.
Well, guys, look, we're very happy that you guys are willing to exchange numbers. If you do go on a date, let us know because...
Keep us in the loop.
Keep us in the loop. We'd love to know that... we'd love to know if
how it works
you guys,
out for you guys.
Yeah, work out.
Sounds good. Will do.
All right. Our producer Jackson will sort those details for you. Guys, thanks for coming. It was a great experience. There you go. The experiment is
that's a success
works.
In my
that's
mind.
Brilliant.
Oh, very good.
Yay.
There was another guy on the cruise, Steve. Now, we were kind of calling him like the Bachelor of Newcastle because he had two girls competing for him.
Did he?
Well, yeah. He even rode his motorbike to the wharf. But and he brought an extra helmet with him.
Oh. See, that's a confident man, isn't
there's
it?
There's a dilemma.
Or a hopeful man.
Well, there's the dilemma, though, because he, at one point, he goes, there's two girls and I only have one helmet. I'm like, get an Uber, brother. Get an Uber. Free for all.
Yeah, leave your motorbike.
All right, guys. Well, it was a success. Thank you to everyone that got involved. It took a lot of guts for those people that did come along.
Absolutely.
We met some really cool people, and thank you for getting involved.
Just coming and hanging out. Everyone was really nice and friendly, and it was just awesome to meet everyone.
Honestly, that was probably my favourite bit of the night, even though I wasn't there to hook up with anyone because I'm married. It just hearing the stories of everyone, that was so nice.
That's right. And just one more thing, like the cruise itself was so awesome. So thank you so much, the team, for setting all that up.
And Captain Adam.
That's right. God, a few people were after Captain Adam
too.
Yeah, Lake Mac Cruises, get involved. They do really good work, really good food, really good service and really great team. So thank you to them as well.
The boat is so nice and, everything's clean and organised. So if you're looking to do an event, make sure you, check them out at least. Just go have a look. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, do you know what? They were so sweet at the end. They got a photo and, they were really happy. I was worried that it was too messy. I even offered to help clean
up. You did. Sweet.
Huh? No, they're awesome.
LakeMacquarieCruises.com.au. Producer Jackson, you're in with What's the Goss next? What's on the way, man?
Yo, Natalie Portman's responded to Rose McGowan attacking her Oscars dress statement and also to apparently Gwyneth Paltrow's an embarrassing mum, which I never would have guessed.
Well, Crevo's mate. It's 8:16 with the Novos. We'll do it next.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
That's right, we've got What's the God? Producer Jackson.
Jeez.
What's going on?
Not
I don't
sure.
know what's happening in this
we
studio.
We had an audio
Did
sound
hear
function.
That?
Yeah, I think that's coming from my computer in this end. Apologies.
That's all right.
We may not have grabs this time, guys.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Look, so basically Rose McGowan criticised Natalie Portman the other day for her deeply offensive 2020 Oscars cape, which displayed the... ignored directors from the...
Is that really deeply offensive?
Well, apparently to Rose McGowan it is, because she says that she's not brave, she's just pretending to be someone who cares, because she's actually only worked with two female directors. One of them is herself.
Oh.
So that's why Rose McGowan was offended. Anyway,
okay.
Natalie Portman's come out and she said that she agrees she shouldn't be called brave, but she is trying in a pretty tough climate. I'm sorry, guys. I need water. So she's really trying to push through. She's going to continue, but to criticise her is a little bit unfair, which I agree with, because it's like saying to somebody, if you only have $20 to donate to somebody, you're less of a person because I donated $500. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
exactly. Any attempt to like boost, like basically it's equality in the workplace is what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is. Trying to get more women into doing directing or, you know, get nominated for awards.
Yeah.
That's all it's. So, you know, if you, however you want to bring that cause to the front, forefront, that's fine.
I love Natalie Portman. She's doing such great work highlighting that, Crevo.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram and I admire everything she does.
Jeez, she's so, do you know what, she's so talented as well, super versatile actress.
I think she's a sweetheart. Anyway, moving on to Gwyneth Paltrow. I do not have the grab for this because the computer has stuffed up and I'm not quick enough on my feet. So she's come out and said that her child finds her embarrassing, which is surprising.
Well, I mean...
Not, is it?
I mean, do you know what? Something's happened to poor old Gwyneth because, I mean...
She's become embarrassing.
She used to be, like, high-class, A-quality star in Hollywood, and I feel like she's just sold the ass out of her pants. Like, there's nothing left.
She's gone a bit... Like, just loopy. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know, she's got that website, it's Goop, isn't it, .com?
Yeah, where she basically tricks people into buying rocks that you put up your bits.
And you know what? If my mother was running around selling rocks you put in your coochie where you shouldn't probably put them and you got to go put your legs out in a full moon, I'd be embarrassed
as
well.
You know what? I just would never be able to forgive her for calling me Apple. Like, that's, you know.
That's the least of your worries. It's the coach rocks that are the problem.
Yeah, and the conscious uncoupling. She's all a bit weird, but she said that her kids just run in shame. She's very honest about it.
Yeah. Oh, own it as a parent.
Yeah,
why
God.
Not?
Tell you what, she can adopt me any day still, guys. Just say.
I like Gwyneth. I think she's great. I'm into that kind of weirdness.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I.
How fascinating.
I'd like her to be my cool drunk aunt. I think
she
maybe
really,
not mother.
She
I'm happy
really,
with my mum.
She really fits that role, doesn't she?
Sipping the cool wine drunk in the corner.
Yeah,
Zanny's in. You know,
but she could be even cooler if she wasn't selling all the crazy stuff.
That's what offends you the most.
That is what offends me the most. Stop ripping off innocent people with your $200 candles.
See, that's fine to me. She lost her street cred when she married Chris Martin. What a boring sod he is.
Oh, I don't mind.
He's only
Chris
one of the biggest bands on the planet.
Honestly, I'd rather listen to a wet towel hitting the wall.
Next on UFM, we've got Coldplay. Just joking. Thank you, Jackson. 8:27. I'm next, guys. So obviously, there's been a whole lot of drama overnight about the RFS firefighter who has been let go by the RFS. You might remember when the fires were at their peak. His name is Paul Parker. He was filmed saying some pretty nasty things about the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. I'm going to play it for you next, but the RFS have let him go because of his conduct, essentially, because he was obviously representing the RFS, and he said some pretty nasty things about the Prime Minister. I think warranted. I think most people are fair-minded. But next, we want to know, right or wrong, should he have been let go from the RFS? We're going to chat more about it after the news at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Fascinating debate going on in the office here this morning. Of course, if you're watching the Sunday Project last night, you would have seen an interview with Paul Parker, who was the volunteer firefighter that was working for the RFS during the fires, that had a go at the Prime Minister on camera. This is what happened when he was approached by the media.
Firefighters are exhausted and one cannot contain his anger.
You from the media, tell the Prime Minister to go and get Nelligan.
And from a female colleague to the PM.
Stand down now.
High emotion amid desperate, dangerous and almost deadly work. that sees that first firefighter collapse by the roadside.
I've lost seven houses already in Nelligan. I'm not going to lose any more.
It was close, but heroic efforts saw most saved.
You know what? This doesn't sit well with me. The RFS has gone on and relieved him of his duties. This guy has... obviously from that audio, and when you see the video, it's even more heartbreaking. He's put his heart and soul, he's lost so much.
Including his own house.
Including his own home.
And then that was, like, this is after he's lost his own house. He just got straight back out there and kept fighting fires.
Yep. So they've let him go and basically said, look, you were representing the RFS at the time. You shouldn't have used that language. And basically saying his conduct was no good. So 13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, should he have been let go from the RFS? He said on the program last night, he was like, I didn't even know you could get sacked from a volunteer organisation. But, I mean, there is the counter-argument here. You know, you're representing, a sector of the community that's well-respected.
And noble.
I think it's a load of crap because, you know what? He was out there putting his life at risk. Give the guy a friggin' break.
I'm sort of sitting a little bit on the fence, but more towards the other side. I sort of understand he is representing the RFS and he shouldn't be using that language. It just, you know, it would be the same thing as you and I, representing, wearing a new FM shirt, representing, you know, the community, and then us saying the exact same statement about the Prime Minister and us getting fired. Like, there's a time and a place.
Well, I just think the Prime Minister's a piece of crap, in my opinion. Do you know what?
He's also told
the project, the reason he was annoyed was Scott Morrison made a comment that volunteer firefighters enjoy what they do. Now, what a narrow-minded thing to say.
Yeah, and that was right off the back of that, and that's what fired up a lot of them.
Anyway, let us know your thoughts. We'll chat more next, 13:10:09. There's also a poll up on the New FM Facebook page. Let us know your thoughts there. We'll do it after Smash Mouth. I'm a Believer, New FM. Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Showers about today. Possible thunderstorms, 26 on the coast, 28 at Maitland. And down the valley, the top today. 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, should RFS firefighter Paul Parker have been let go by the RFS for saying this about the Prime Minister in the media?
Firefighters are exhausted and one cannot contain his anger.
You from the media, tell the Prime Minister to go and get from Nelligan.
And from a female colleague to the PM.
Stand down now.
High emotion amid desperate, dangerous and almost deadly work. That sees that first firefighter collapse by the roadside.
I've lost seven houses already in Nelligan. I'm not going to lose any more.
It was close, but heroic efforts saw most saved.
When you see that vision, it really breaks your heart because there is a broken man at his absolute lowest. He's been fighting for his community. He's lost his own home. And because of what he said on the news about the Prime Minister, the RFS have said, hey, you didn't show good conduct. It's not the right way to act, especially in the media, you know, saying those comments about the Prime Minister. This guy, I feel for him so much at the moment. Like, I absolutely do not think he should have been let go.
Yeah, look, I'm not disagreeing. Everything he's done, fantastic. Like, I'm not saying he didn't do a great job. Everything he said was spot on there. But from no one's arguing that. The thing is the reason why partly he got fired is that he didn't really follow the code of conduct, and that would happen anywhere, like for you or I, anyone who works in a workplace who didn't represent the uniform or the business that they're working for, you know, in the correct manner, would probably have suffered the same thing. And we've actually seen it happen. There was another radio station up in Queensland, in Cairns. A radio announcer was holding a cup that said a particular profanity.
You're not.
Like, listen, because it's exactly the same thing, though. He basically, it insinuated...
He had a mug that had the C word written on it and took a picture next to the Prime Minister. I mean, that's very different.
I disagree. Just give me a sec. I just disagree. I just think, you know, this isn't just a singular occurrence. This has been happened before where people have, you know, made insults towards the Prime Minister and then they're just getting the consequences that follow doing that. I think when you're in a uniform for something, no matter what job you do, I'm not discrediting the hard work he did. I'm not saying that at all, but
Well, comparing him to a comedian that tried to get likes on Instagram.
No, but
to me, that's to him.
It's still an insult. Like, I just don't think. And when you're representing a company and you're wearing that uniform, I can understand why you let go. You're let go as an employee.
But he's just saved people's houses and never got paid for it. And then the Prime Minister said they do firefighting
because they enjoy it.
And he's like, I don't enjoy putting out fires. Like he just lost his own house. And
yeah, but you're sidetracking from the issue. That's not what the issue is.
Because those things add context to what he did. So a comedian trying to gain additional like social media notoriety is different to somebody who lashes out and says a swear word at the Prime Minister when he feels frustrated from the lack of support.
And I'm not speaking for the RFS. I don't know. I'd like to read the full statement as well, though. But at the end of the day, when you're representing a company, you can't do that. That's basically any company.
Yeah. Before we go to the phones, my response to what you're saying, Jade, is that I honestly think I do sit exactly in the same position as Crevo on this. This has been an unprecedented event. These people were stretched to the absolute capacity of them as human beings. I mean, God forbid they said something slightly offensive towards the Prime Minister when really, at the end of the day, he was sitting in Hawaii having selfies with people. It's just not Australian. It's un-Australian. Mm. Let's go to the phones. Let's do this. First up, Dean, what are your thoughts, mate? Dean's gone. Colette, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Colette, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think do you think Paul should have been let go by the RFS for this?
No way. Not at all. Not at all. He's only saying what most Australians are thinking in their head saying out loud to their TV anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm just thinking, Luke, do you think there's a time and a place? So, Colette, if you were, I don't know where you work, for instance, but, like, if you got caught saying something like that in your work uniform and your work turned around and fired you, you know what I mean? You're representing a company.
This is the thing as well. He wasn't getting paid by...
I understand that, but that's not the argument, though. Like, when you're representing something, though, you're signing, up to do something, no matter what it is, you're volunteer or not, you still have to be careful what you say because you're wearing that uniform.
But I feel something so, close to home and something so tragic and stuff like that, the Prime Minister's not doing anything. I would have done the same thing at work or not. Like, I feel that he was in the right. Like, it just makes me so angry that, the Prime Minister's doing shit.
What's sad about this as well, Colette, because he has volunteered his time, he's been unable to work and earn money.
And now he's lost his house. He's got nothing.
He's lost everything. And because there's some red tape, this stupid blanket rule, you can't have a blanket rule for something that's so unprecedented. These guys need to, get real. Like, you can't do this.
Yeah, it feels very unfair.
Colette, thank you for your opinion. Who's next?
Michael. Michael, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, good, thanks.
What do you think? Do you think he should have been fired?
No, really. Should leave him alone. I'm sure he's been called worse, but if I lost my house, that'd be the least I'd be saying, and then going out and fighting more fires.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he didn't make any threats or anything. He just released this emotion into the air because that's how he felt. And I feel like it's just totally unfair on this guy who's gone through the worst possible thing.
My heart goes out to the guy, but I can just see it from the other side of the fence as well.
The thing is as well, I mean, as I was saying, unprecedented. Was enough being done for we as a country have a duty of care to look after our volunteers. And here's a guy that's collapsing on the ground in tears. He clearly wasn't in a great spot mentally, as a lot of our volunteers and emergency services, deal with every single day.
They should, if anything, they shouldn't have fired him. They should have given him, mental health support.
Exactly.
Because those guys, a lot of them are dealing with, PTSD now.
Yeah, let's go to Eddie. Final call. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Good, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I think it's totally wrong what they've done. I've been in the RFS for 12 years now, and the stress and everything he would have been going through, the lack of sleep, the fatigue, all that, would have just all built up, and of course you're going to have a say, but to get booted out for something like that's a load of crap.
Eddie, it's an interesting perspective you bring. Who makes these decisions inside the RFS? Is it the hierarchy of the organisation?
It'd be the hierarchy, yeah. I'm not too sure exactly, but I'd say it'd be the hierarchy.
Are you still a member of the RFS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get called out at all?
No, I've only just moved back up here from down south, so I was in the middle of moving and starting a new job sort of thing when it all hit. But yeah. I've had plenty of other call outs where I've been out, and you go out most of the night and things like that. Like the remark of we do it because we love it. Well, we don't really like going to car accidents where it's been a fatality and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough support for emergency services personnel, Eddie?
Oh, there's plenty, yeah. Once you go to bad accidents or anything like that, you've got your counselling and all that kind of stuff you can go and have, but everything's made readily available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when it's weeks and weeks of fires, everyone's stretched to their absolute limit. Like, no one...
And the people I've spoken to, the mates that are down at them, and they were saying it was nothing like they've ever seen before. They said it wasn't a fire, it was worse than that.
Yeah, no, I think you hit the nail on the head. Thank you for your call, Eddie. Appreciate it. Thank you for all the work that you do.
And if you do feel like you want to help this guy, his friends and family his neighbours actually have set up a GoFundMe. So you can, because he hasn't been able to work, so he hasn't been able to earn money, and he has lost his house. So, look into that if you're wanting to, help this guy out.
We did put a poll up on the New FM Facebook page. Over 400 votes in the last 15 minutes.
Wow.
People feel very strongly about this. 90% of Newcastle say the RFS are wrong for letting him go. Only 10% said, yes, let him go. So interesting. And to end it on a light note, people have been sending money to his local pub, so he hasn't paid for a beer since then.
That's nice. Well deserved.
And also good for the community because, that sort of community where they've lost over 300 homes, in that area.
The South Coast, yeah.
Yeah, they need every dollar they can get down there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, there we go. Wrap that one up. ASL Next, age, sex, location. If you match our ASL, give us a ring 131009 with your lucky number. We'll spin the cash balls. The number comes out. You walk away with $1,000 cash. And today, Crevo, Jade, we're looking for...
32-year-old female from the Newcastle Council area. So if that's on your rates or where you live, give us a call, 131009.
All right, the lines are open at New FM. Good morning. All right, now it's time for ASL with the Novos.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much. Oh, real.
The Novos.
Age.
Sex. Location.
Okay, we are looking for this morning, Crevo.
A 32-year-old female from Newcastle. Lines are still open, so 13109. How long should we give?
I reckon 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 right, seconds, you've got to call. So if you are a...
32-year-old female from Newcastle, 131009, you've got 30 seconds to call through to play age, sex, location. A 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000.
Oh, we got someone. UFM, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Monique,
how's your day so far?
Just doing the school drop-off.
Oh, nice one. How many kids you got?
Two boys.
And then do you like school bus take some other kids along?
No, we're not at that stage just yet. I can just manage to get my own two organised.
Oh, good.
Well right. Done.
Monique, let's do this. What lucky number are you bringing to the table between 1 and 30 today?
I'm going to go with 22.
Number 22. Okay, we did sack Jade from this job earlier. Give it to Crevo.
Don't sack me.
All right, spin you can have one more chance.
Okay, cool. I'm spinning your balls. Number 22 is rattling around there somewhere.
Fingers crossed.
It's coming down the hatch right now, Jade.
Here it comes. What would you do with the $1,000, Monique?
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
Just put it in your wallet.
No, I'm going to spend that bad boy.
I love that, mate.
Make sure if you spend up, you're doing it on yourself.
Absolutely.
Kids get nuttin'.
And there's that free
Christmas. I don't need anything else.
Exactly. They can wait till next Christmas.
Well, Monique, we're after your lucky ball number 22. But sadly, it's ball number 16.
Thanks for your call, Monique. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening, Dale. Well, thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Very good. Guys, tomorrow on the show, we have Aussie band Darling Brando. Now, these guys are tipped to be the next Aussie-style One Direction band.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen any pictures of these guys? What do they look like?
They look like a poor man's One Direction, to be quite honest with you. But, you know.
Good-looking young fellas, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Darling Brando, I like the name.
Very cool, yeah.
They've already gone through a few dramas, right? So me and my friends follow this band. So basically, right, they had four members initially.
Uh-huh.
One's gone from the band now. Now, they actually still haven't released a song yet, so we just should have asked them.
Really?
They're doing, like, this massive radio station tour at the moment.
With no songs
out. But do you know what? Funny you say that. They have a huge following at the moment. They've been going to schools, doing like school performances. They're totally packed out. I mean, I know that they're already at school, but
it's really funny that you said there that, you know, the Australia's ripoff of 1D, because they've actually done a cover of Harry Styles' Adore You.
It's quite good, actually.
It is actually really good.
Also, just a thought here. There's three of us. And we've got the same number of songs released as them. Maybe we can go on tour and make some money.
Oh, guys, 105 commercial free. Kicking off next with producer Jackson, mate. What's on the way?
Yo,
I love that song.
My weekend vibe.
Yeah, so nice. Good.
Always the last man at the club. Do you know what? If you actually think you're never ever going home and the lights come on at the club, you need to sort your life out. You always go home before those lights come on. Good song, though. The Biebs and Jan and Shay, 10,000 Hours. It's in the playlist as well after night. And The Kings of Leon, this is one I never get sick of, right?
Classic.
It's good.
Definitely awesome stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.